goes, my romance novel by Terry Black. Oh, don't judge me. Yes, I'm writing a romance novel. And yes, I've made fun of them in the past because of less than salutary quality of the writing. One ex-girlfriend I remember was reading a romance novel and suddenly hurled it across the room. She said, every time the heroine gets in trouble, she hits her head on something and falls down unconscious. Then she wakes up and the hero explains to her what happened. This is a category of book I call Love's Festering Inconvenience, written by helpless women, for helpless women, about helpless women. It's easy to dismiss their literary importance because, how shall I put this, they're crap. The obligatory happy ending always annoys me. My mom, who devours romance novels like a shark through minnows, won't read a book without reading the last couple of pages first. Then, if the story ends well, she'll go back and read the rest of it. In my evil moments, I've considered writing a book that plunges the reader into existential despair with a tacked-on epilogue where two people you've never met are deliriously happy. Well, this looks okay, my mom would say, scanning the fake ending, little realizing the horrors to come. So why am I writing one myself? Well, first, the trend in romance is to have strong, self-sufficient characters capable of lots more than just knocking themselves unconscious. Ideally, the heroine should be the hero's equal. Most modern romances do that, crafting strong and memorable female leads. Not that I'd ever write one myself, until fate intervenes. See, my brother Shane has a friend named Micah Kamiko, who wants to produce a short film in English and Japanese illustrating principles of language translation. Only Shane was too busy to help him and asked if I could chip in. It had to be a story of great interest with no violence or profanity. Another reason it was wrong for Shane, but so compelling it could be enjoyed by anyone. Naturally, I thought of romance. Something quirky and offbeat, perhaps, with romance at its heart. I'm pondering this as I take out the trash, dumping a tall kitchen bag into a big green receptacle, and suddenly there's my story. A garbage man, hopelessly smitten with a woman in his collection route, who tries to seduce her using all the things he's learned from her trash. Sales receipts, ticket stubs, well-thumbed magazines, and scribbled notes. Turns out she's just as lonely as he is, and just as smart, which complicates things. Micah loves the idea, says it has an excellent chance, which means, in Hollywood speak, it has a who-the-hell-knows chance of actually getting produced. But I've worked out the whole story. Since I'm casting about for my next novel, I'm thinking this trashy romance will be worth 50,000 words or so, give or take a few adverbs. And that's how I came to be writing my romance novel. It's called Hidden Treasures. So how about it, Mom? Is that a book you'd read?